This is KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. And this summer, a six-month-old will be getting a lot of attention here in Seattle. Her name is Yola, and she lives at Woodland Park Zoo. When she was first born, this Western Lowland gorilla didn't bond with her mom, Nadiri. But that's changed now. Yola made her public debut today. Nancy Hawks is Woodland Park Zoo's general curator, and she told me the bond between Yola and Nadiri is very strong now.
They spend almost all their time together. Yola's always at Nadiri's side. She ventures off a little bit to maybe play with something in the exhibit or to climb. She loves to climb, but she's never far from Nadiri, and Nadiri's being a great mom.
How did that happen? How did that bond get strengthened?
So I'll say that it took a lot of patience and a lot of trust on the part of between our staff and the gorillas. And so Nadiri is 20 years old. She was born here, and so she has a long-standing relationship with her keepers, and she trusts them. And the keepers were able to keep Yola, the baby, with Nadiri from day one. And so we were able to make sure that Yola knew, first of all, she's a gorilla, not a human. All of this took place in the gorilla's bedroom areas off exhibit. And the keepers were there helping to facilitate the relationship. So in other words, rewarding Nadiri when she showed positive behavior towards the baby. And it didn't take long. Over time, she got it. Unfortunately, though, she wasn't able to nurse the baby, and so we had to continue to bottle feed her. But Nadiri did everything else over time, eventually picking her up, carrying her around, and sharing her food with her as she was starting to eat solid food. And now, you know, they go outside with the other members of their group, and so she's been integrated not just with her mom, but with the two other members of her family.
Well, today, what role do the zookeepers at Woodland Park Zoo play in keeping that bond alive between Yola and Nadiri? It sounds like a lot of it was because Nadiri did a lot of the work, but what do zookeepers do to help now?
The keepers still give her a couple of bottles a day, but mostly she's moving on to solid food. There's really not that much more that we need to do. The bond is there, so we don't want to interfere with it. We just want to be there to support the gorillas, and so we don't really have to do much at this point.
When you watch Yola, what behavior is most interesting to you?
She's very curious. And I love to watch her. She reminds me of my daughter when she was young, how she will focus on something like maybe a little buttercup flower in the exhibit, or maybe it's a bird that's perching up overhead. And you can tell she's sort of thinking about it, and she's wondering, well, what is that? I haven't experienced that yet. And she gets wide-eyed, and I swear sometimes she's smiling. It's really fun to watch her. I also really love seeing how the other animals in her troop are responding to her, especially Leo, the silverback. You know, having this baby in his group is sort of bringing out the silverback in him, and he's acting like a very protective and caring dad.
Nancy Hawks is Woodland Park Zoo's general curator. She told me about Yola the baby gorilla, who made her public debut today. This is KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.